Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. Good morning. We're glad you're here. And for those of you who are at home, I'll remind you we will be having Holy Communion later in this worship service. And we invite you to get your communion elements ready at home to take communion with us when we do. Please notice the annual congregational meeting is next week, right after our 10 o'clock worship service. Please stay and help us elect our new members to church council. And also, copies of the budget are out there, the proposed budget are out there in the narthex. There are two different things. One is the summary sheet, which we figure most of you would know. That's just a one-page summary. And then there are a few detail copies out there in case you really want to dig into all that. But all that is out there in your narthex. On Wednesday, we have our Vespers service at 7 o'clock. Again, that is online only, but we invite you to tune in and join us for Vespers on Wednesday at 7. Family Promise is coming up soon. Are you going to talk about Family Promise at all?
I wasn't planning on talking about Family Promise.
Okay, Family Promise is coming up soon. We actually, not this week, but next week is our host week. Of course, because of the pandemic, we cannot actually host them here. So we are seeking donations to help provide funds to house our families this next time, as well as we have done last couple times, I believe. The Giving Tree is coming soon, and the only thing I need to say about that now to you is that there will be options to pick up tags here on a tree, but also an online way to access those tags as right. Where's Becky? Is she here? Is that right? There's going to be no tree.
See, I was going to talk about that.
I quit talking about what I don't know about and let Amanda talk about this. All right, Amanda. Vicar Amanda, come right on up.
It's okay, Pastor Gary. It's okay. So Becky and I have been talking about the Giving Tree and how for years we've always had this beautiful tree and the tags on the tree, and you all have been so generous with people around our area and our preschool families. Well, it's COVID time and pandemic. So we're going to do that online. And this week, Becky and I are setting up the online Giving Tree. We will have the website available to you very soon. And if that's something that you're not comfortable with, it's okay. You can call me and I will help you navigate that, or I will put it on there for you. So you can call me for more information. You can call Becky for more information. Anybody else, Becky? That's all. Just Becky and I. Don't talk to Pastor Gary. Talk to Becky and I about the Giving Tree. Go talk to Pastor Gary about everything else. Everything else. The other announcement that I had also is we're going to do a little ministry experiment. We've had the blessing box out there since what, April? I think so. It's done phenomenally. And if you want to hear some individual stories about people that it has truly impacted, like tears in their eyes and everything, come talk to me, come talk to Pastor Gary. It has been a true blessing to people in our area. So we're going to try an experiment of doing a Thanksgiving box. And so it's going to have all sorts of goodies in it, right, Michelle? Like a turkey and green beans and potatoes and what?
A pie.
It has to have a pie. I told Michelle it has to have a pie. And so we're going to do a small number of those for Thanksgiving just to see how this ministry experiment goes. And then we'll see what happens for Christmas or other holidays. So if you would like to help out with that ministry experiment, we're doing boxes, and we've figured out that it's about $35 to sponsor a box, and we're going to do about 10 for Thanksgiving. And we've already had two sponsors. So if you're interested in that, you can talk to Michelle or I about that after church. Don't talk to Pastor Gary about that one either. Go talk to Pastor Gary about everything else. All right. That's all I have to say.
That was plenty.
Okay, good.
I'm glad you clarified about the Thanksgiving box, though, because I already had a question about that, and I had to say, I don't know. We got to talk to Amanda. So anyway, so if they do have contributions, what do they do? Do they need to work through you, not just blindly give a contribution?
They can give a contribution and mark it for Thanksgiving box and put it in the offering. but it would be really helpful if they talked to either myself or Michelle about it.
Okay. All right. Well, who are we not supposed to talk to?
No, you're supposed to talk about everything.
Okay. If anything else is gone now. Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved. Holy One, we confess that we are not open to you. We are not faithful in using your gifts. We forget the least of those among us. We do not see your image in one another. We are infected by sin that divides your loved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children, and through Jesus you are forgiven. Let us live in the promise prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Joyful.
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. All who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We remember before you, O Lord, our relatives and friends who have entered the church triumphant and who will be clothed with Christ's glory on the day of his coming. Jamie B. Allen, niece of Betty Singletary. Daryl Barrier, cousin of Karma Fazio. Joe Batten, cousin of Buddy Champion. Rita Beckham, friend of Trish Matthew. Betty Bishop, friend of Debbie Sudam. Anthony Tony M. Breda Sr., uncle of Paul Fazio. Barbara Borum, friend of Charlotte Brooks. Carlos Brown, son-in-law of Ray and Betty Olson and brother-in-law of Sue and Bill Harmon. Neil Champion, cousin of Buddy Champion. Gary Chandler, friend of Pat Crosby. Carolyn Eliezer Clamp, friend of Pawnee Schumpert. Miriam Center Cooper, aunt of Judy Urso. Richard Dellinger, friend of Andrew P. Julia Dobson, aunt of Laura Sheely. Anita Dominic, sister-in-law of Helen Morris. Betty Douglas, aunt of Michelle Knight. Kristen Douglas, cousin of Michelle Knight. Jim Ellis, cousin of Andrew Peake's father-in-law. Sarah Evans, aunt of David Peake and Andrew Peake. William Fast, brother of Marie Boffman. Betty Guinan, friend of Carolyn and Buddy Champion. Hazel Guthrie, cousin of Carolyn Champion. Elizabeth Hartman, friend and longtime neighbor of Pawnee Schumpert. Diane Huffman, cousin of Kathy Miner. Polly Jennings, aunt of David Peake and Andrew Peake. Charlie Leith, friend and neighbor of David and Evelyn Abel. John Lynch, friend of Debbie Metz. Sandy Mays, wife of Dr. Nick Mays, friend of Judy and Tony Everett. Mike Morris, friend of Debbie Metz. Bob Novinger, friend of Charlotte Brooks. Lisa Oldie, friend of Jim and Janet Boatwright. Carol Turner Parker, sister of Jane Long. Sheila Phillips, sister-in-law of Kathy Miner. Kim Perry, sister-in-law of Michelle Knight. Reverend George Rushi, former interim pastor of Redeemer. Marie Suber Sandel, friend of Pawnee Schumpert. Donald Sheely, friend of Pawnee Schumpert and father of Donna Willingham. Edna Wynn Smith, cousin of Wendy Williams. Zach Smith, classmate of Andrew Peake. Charlotte Sutil, friend of Cindy Peake and Andrew Peake. Pam Stewart, friend of Kathy Miner. Dr. Suzanne Stroman, friend of Carolyn and Buddy Champion. Jean Sunley, friend of Pat Crosby. Michael Thomas, close friend of the Helen Morris family. Reverend Jerry Trantham, former member and a friend of Redeemer. Lieutenant Colonel Donald Gray Turner, brother of Jane Long. Brent Vanover, cousin of Andrew Peake. Robert Watkins, cousin of Buddy Champion. Kathleen Martin Wilson, friend of Pawnee Schumpert. Especially today, we remember and honor the members of our congregation who died during the past year. And in their memory, we reverently give thanks to God. Martha Allison. Larry Anderson. Jackie All. Betty Carlson. Louis Carter. Jim DeVold. Diane Howell. Joanne Kaiser. Jane Mason. Leo Metzler. Ken Velovson. Eva Wilbur. Joel Wilson. Phyllis Yeoman. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, who formed us from the dust of the earth, who by your breath gave us life.
May we glorify you.
Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who suffered death for all humanity, who rose from the grave to open the way to eternal life. Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope. To you, O blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Are you okay? Okay. All right. Well, good morning. How are you? You good? Yeah? And I wonder if there's any boys and girls that are watching online. Do you think there might be? I think there might be, too. I hope all of you are doing well, too. So this morning, I have some cards. Have you all played with cards before? Yeah. So when you look at these cards, are they all facing the same way? Yeah, they are. So today I was thinking about, you know, we talk about people that have passed on and how they're saints in our lives. And everybody out there is a saint as well. Did you know that? What about you two? Are y'all saints as well? Yes, you are, Jordan. Yeah, you are. But not only are we all saints, but we're also sinners too. And that's a big word. But it means that sometimes we do things we're not supposed to. You don't ever do things you're not supposed to? Yeah, I see the light. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we do things we're not supposed to. So it's like sometimes maybe I took that last chocolate chip cookie that my girls don't know about. Yeah. Or maybe sometimes I forget something, like I forgot my homework at school. Huh? Yeah, right, because she probably wants to be up here with us. Yeah, in a little while, when she gets bigger. So I mess up sometimes. Do you think the people out there mess up sometimes too? Yeah, they probably do. And you know what? The beautiful thing is that God says that we're all saints and sinners, that we all do really wonderful things, and sometimes we mess up as well. Yeah, everybody does that. Everybody, kids and adults and everyone. So I wanted to show you this. So these are all in order, right? We could say that it's a good deck of cards, right? But, oh, what happens if I mess up the deck of cards? Oh, now they're facing the other way, right? So I messed up, and maybe that's the only time I'm going to mess up, right? Maybe, hopefully, but you know what? I mess something up again. I forget to, my newsletter article was late. Oops. Yeah, Pastor Gary can attest to that. And then that's it, right? I'm good now, right? Well, I might mess up again. I forgot to feed the kitty cat this morning. Oops. Somebody at home, feed the cat, please. All right. So all of those things. And, you know, now our cards are all mixed up. I have cards that are facing this way, and I have cards that are facing that way, and I have cards that are facing every which. Some of them are even back to back. Oh, my goodness. So what happens is when we have all of those cards and we mess things up, we can say, you know what, God, please help us. Please help us make things better. And you know what? When we say in God's hands, you know, when we place ourselves in God's hands, does God help us make even sometimes the bad things turn out okay? Yes, God does. Yes, God does. So all those cards were mixed up, right? But when we ask for God to help us put things back, God works for things to be good again. And they didn't get to see my trick. Are all the cards back in order now? They are, aren't they? Now, that was just a silly card trick that I did. And those are just in my hands. But what about the things that we put in God's hands? God helps us make things okay, right? Yeah. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. Can we pray together? All right. Let's fold our hands. Dear God, thank you so much for loving us when we do good things and even when we mess up sometimes and do things we shouldn't. We're so glad you love everybody all the time. And all God's children said, amen. Thank you so much for coming up. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressing me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to them, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is sealed on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There's a great story about a grandmother out for a walk in the country with her 5-year-old grandson. It was fall, and the leaves on the trees made a beautiful patchwork quilt of color. "Just think," the grandmother said, gazing at that hillside, "God painted all of that." "Yes," her grandson agreed, "and he even did it with his left hand." The puzzled grandmother said, "What do you mean he did it with his left hand?" "Well, he had to," the boy replied, "because they told us at church that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God." I guess you never know what children are going to say. And they are so often so honest and so straight to the heart of the matter. Once there was a father in his home office wondering what time it was, and he heard his small daughter in the kitchen and called out to her, "Sweetheart, what is the little hand on?" After a short pause, the little girl answered, "A chocolate chip cookie?" Children do have a way of being honest, brutally honest sometimes, and seeing right through things, don't they? Today is All Saints Sunday, the day when we remember in sorrow and loss those close to us who have recently died. the day when we remember in celebration and hope those who have been received into God's loving arms and who have entered the church triumphant. It's a day that cuts both ways, moving back and forth between grief and joy. It's a day that is so honest and so straight to the heart of the matter of our lives and of our faith. It's a day that draws us near to death and near to new life. It's a day that sets our minds probing the vast mystery of God's love and stirs something deep within our hearts. Questions and answers. We ask them, we struggle with them, we seek them. And today we're going to ask some of them again, using letters that some of those oh-so-honest and oh-so-straightforward children have written to God. The first one was by a boy named Dom, age 10, who wrote, "Dear God, you don't have to spell real good to get into heaven, do you? My teacher told me that when we meet St. Peter, we have to spell a word like exaggerate. If you get it right, you go to heaven. If you get it wrong, you go downstairs. I don't mean the principal's office." Well, Dom's right. There is a place for us to go when we die. And the really good news for Dom, and probably for most of us, is that we don't have to spell anything to get in. Our loved ones have been loved even more by God. And what a great comfort it is to know that God has welcomed them in incredible love and given them peace and joy, just as God will someday welcome us. We can be comforted because we know that our loved ones are held in God's care for all eternity. The grace of God brings us home. We may be certain that death isn't the end, and God's love never ends. Ian, age 6, wrote, "Dear God, my grandfather died this year, as you know. I felt very sad. Maybe you did not know. My grandfather likes ice cream a lot. Please make sure he is taken care of." Do you think there's ice cream in heaven? Well, I don't know, but I have heard many people express the wish that heaven could be a place where they can have their fill of whatever they have most desired and enjoyed here on earth. But I think Ian is reaching deeper, too. He wants happiness for his grandfather. He wants to make sure his grandfather is looked after. He wants to commend his grandfather to God's care. And so, in his 6-year-old way and talking about ice cream, he does. And so can we. So can we. It's hard, but we can let our loved ones go knowing that God will care for them. We cared for them so long that it's hard to entrust them to anyone else, but God's care is perfect. God's care is eternal. That's the blessed assurance that we have. God has promised, and it is so. Wendy, a 10-year-old girl, went right to the point. "Dear God, do women in heaven dress up and wear makeup, or are they just down-to-earth people? I'd like to know." Well, there could be a lot of reasons for her wanting to know, but I think Wendy's real question is one we have asked again and again. What will heaven be like? Some have hoped that heaven will be a place of fulfilled desires. Others look to the picture of the New Jerusalem in Revelation and think of heaven as a celestial city with streets of gold.
Still others look forward to reunions with those who have died years before. And Jesus often described heaven as a great banquet with feasting and rejoicing and people continually singing and praising God. Well, I think there may be truth in all of these, but most especially in the one element all these views share. When we're in heaven, we'll be with God. We'll be with God, bathed and overwhelmed by God's majesty and love. We'll be with God, and nothing could be more fulfilling. Nothing could be more full of joy. Les, age 9, had a unique perspective. "Dear God," he wrote, "thanks for all the memories I had in my life. You must have a lot of notebooks to keep track of what happened to everybody. So long for now." Well, I'm not sure that God keeps notes quite like that. And when I think of some of the things I've done, I sure hope not. But let's look where Les started. "Thanks for the memories I had in my life." You know, probably most of us have never thanked God for that. But Les knows what we should have known. God is wrapped up in every part of our lives. And the memories we have of our loved ones, well, God was part of those too. And today we remember that as God cared for us and shared our lives here, it will be even more so there. The last letter today was my favorite, and it comes from an 11-year-old girl named Anita. "Dear Jesus, I want to thank you for going up there on the cross for us every Good Friday. You must be real happy when the weekend is over." All Saints, most of all, is a day about salvation. And yes, Anita, I think Jesus is happy it is finished. And because of his grace, because of his love, we're happier still. All you saints, rejoice. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God in victory. Rejoice. God is dear to us. And God holds us dear forever. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you are able. Please join me in the creed to confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of the poor in spirit and those who mourn, you lay out your kingdom and your comfort for those who are in such desperate need. You hold close those that feel as though they walk alone. God, guide our community to be instruments of your care and comfort. Help us to see those that are hurting. Give us the courage to reach out and hold us close as we hold those in our community close. Lord, in your mercy. God of the meek and those who hunger and thirst, your creation provides enough for all. There is enough food and water. There is enough love and mercy. God, guide us to see where those resources need to go. Stir in us an urgency to find ways to end hunger in the world. Help each of us release our perceived need for more than enough. Lord, in your mercy. God of the merciful and pure in heart, you are merciful beyond measure and you are present in our lives each day. We praise you and give you thanks for your bountiful grace and love for each and every person and all of creation. God, we have people that are close to our hearts that we wish to lift up to you in prayer now. Hear their names on our lips or the whisper of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of the peacemakers and those who are persecuted for your sake. God, you are the perfection of justice, righteousness, and redemption. You lay the ministry of seeking justice on our hearts. God, stir in us to speak up against injustice in the world. Help us to firmly stand with those who are pushed to the margins of society. Give us words to speak truth to power in the midst of uncertainty. Move us to guard, care for, and seek the best interests of the vulnerable in our world. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all the saints, with the choirs of angels and all the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Mike, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Becky, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Lucy, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Honey, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Jim, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Body of Christ. the blood of Christ shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. Testing. Make that four. Good.
Is it everything look okay so far?
Yeah.
Good morning, Paul. That's exactly where I was headed.
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy's having surgery Friday.
Oh, goodness.
Is it better to talk to you or myself?
About the Thanksgiving boxes?
Yeah.
It depends on what your question is. You can talk to me about it if you want to.
Well, Bill and I are willing to do one.
Awesome. Super. Yeah.
Get a check. I just got to find a pen. I have no pens in my purse.
I have no pens on me currently. Yeah, go grab a pen. And yeah, sure. I have collected checks this morning already, so I'm happy to, and we appreciate your sponsorship of a box. Yeah.
I told Michelle I'm going to put a check in the thing. I'll probably bring it Wednesday for one of the Thanksgiving boxes.
Okay? Thank you so much. You were so sweet. Did I tell you Marcella ate one?
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she took one home. I know. It's already overflowing. Are we surprised, though, really? It is the... So the lady that's walking with the younger lady, that's her daughter. He's in relation to that somehow. Yeah, I noticed young people as soon as... Go. Yep. You're awesome.
35, right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
What chapters are we giving to you now?
My mind doesn't fail me. Through 14.
Okay.
It's the first two chapters in part 4.
Okay.
I think.
So I got to do some reading when I get home.
Amanda, that's 4.
This is 5, and then Judy Urso, 6. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
And that's not even my home number.
Bill said he's switched my seat. I don't want to sit down on the
other
one.
Hey,
Brandon. I need to remember. Bill said he's going to talk to you, but just start planting a seed.
Okay.
Williamsburg County Christmas.
Pastor Gary and I have been in conversation about it. We are not going to be able to go down. And so one of the things Tom Loss has brought up, that there are a lot of nice toys for the garage sale at Sharing God's Love. I was going to talk to Becky, but it's okay. And like for cheap, because they haven't been able to have their garage sale. So we could go in and purchase some of those things. And talking with Pastor Gary, we want to make sure that whatever toys we take down there are nice toys, because it's Christmas. We don't want to take used stuff. So if there are toys that are like, all the pieces are there, it looks brand new, it just like it was taken out of the package.